It is National 4-H Week, and at KMMO, we celebrate by visiting with our area 4-H clubs. With me is Mallory Hall of the Royal Clovers 4-H Club of Johnson County. Hi, Mallory. How are you?
Well, I'm good.
First of all, who are your parents?
Kim and Greg Hall.
And how old are you?
I am 12, about 13.
What grade are you in?
I'm in 7th grade, and I go to Warrensburg Middle School.
Okay. Who's your adult 4-H leader?
Oh, gosh. I think it's my mom.
Kim Hall?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I knew she was... She's been around here for a long time, hasn't she? At the extension office. How long have you been in 4-H?
Oh, gosh. I've been in 4-H since I was born, pretty much. But I started when I was 5. Like, legally, I could start when I was 5. But I've really been doing it since, like, almost before I was born, I'm pretty sure.
Because your mom's been here in the extension office for a long time, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has.
So you knew all about 4-H before you actually got in it, I bet, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. What are some of the 4-H projects you've done in those years?
I have done sewing, quilting, baking, photography, public speaking, fashion review, bacon, arts and crafts, painting, and I think that's it.
Okay. Out of all those, what would you say your favorite has been?
Public speaking.
I could tell you that. You're good at that. You've been good at that since you were a little girl.
Oh,
what accomplishments have you had in 4-H?
Well, when I was a Clover kid, I won the MRF division every time that I was entered. And that same thing happened in the junior category. So I'm hoping that I can kick it off well in intermediate today. And what is
that for, the MRF?
It's kind of like a summary report. It's almost like a book report of what you've done.
What you've done
in
your 4-H career, right?
Right.
Okay. What would you say the most fun thing is out of anything you've done in 4-H?
Making new friends, because they can be lifelong friends. I've had 4-H friends since I was 4, and I still keep contact with them.
Have you been to 4-H camp?
I've been going before I was born, because my mom helps with 4-H camp, so okay. I kind of have to go.
You have to, but I'm sure you enjoy it, right?
Yeah, I do.
So you probably meet a lot of friends there as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I have met, like, dozens of friends from that, and we still keep in contact. I have a few really good friends now from that.
I know you're still young, but have you got any idea what you want to do when you get out of school?
I want to be a meteorologist, especially on TV, because I want to do the public speaking part of it. So
you definitely have the communication skills, and I'm sure you'll have to, if I'm working at the radio station, because we give the weather forecast, I have to give it every hour, two or three or four times, and you'll need to call me if you see a storm coming or something, okay?
I'll try. I'm still young, so.
No, that's a ways off still, but that's a great career to get into. If you had somebody younger that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
Of course, I would recommend it to them because it gives so many opportunities to small kids. Like, you can join when you're 5 and you can go until you're 18. Which is, it gives a lot of years of opportunities, and I really think that it helps you grow as a person, especially when you're younger. Like, my mom told me, you're going to do a demonstration my first year of 4-H, and that's why I'm doing this right now.
So you were able to, you got through that, and then everything else has probably been a breeze, right?
Yeah, everything else has been a breeze. There have been a little bumps in the road, some of them more than bumps, more hills in the road, but, you know, it all works out in the end. It's worth it.
Oh, it is. And that's the way it is, you'll find, with anything you do in life, even when you're a meteorologist, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to ask you real quickly, what would you say overall 4-H has meant to you?
4-H has meant the world to me, actually, because I started when I was little. It was like the only thing I did outside of school, and it has helped me through life. It helped me, like, when I was in second grade all the way up through seventh grade and so on. It has helped me become a better person than I was if I wasn't in 4-H. I wouldn't even be doing this if I wasn't in 4-H. So I think I call that a win.
I would say that you probably are living by the 4-H pledge, aren't you? Can you tell me what the 4-H pledge is?
Well, it's I pledge my hands to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. I live by that forever. And I will never stop until I die. And I'll do that in heaven, too.
That's great. I've got a good friend that's a doctor, and he was very active in FFA, and they have the FFA creed that they have to learn, and he repeats that. He said he gets up, that's the first thing he does every day. He says the FFA creed and tries to live by that, and that's just like your 4-H creed there. So very good.
It's a good motto to live by.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you for joining me here. We started this several years ago. I started interviewing you, and you were just a little girl then. Yeah,
you got to the size of my knees.
I guess you were already in Clover Kids or ready to be in Clover Kids, but you were very well spoken back then, and you've been so since then. So, look forward to seeing you again. I'll try to catch up with you next year. Maybe see you at some of the fairs through the year. Okay.
Definitely.
Thanks, Mallory.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem.
All right. Good job.